Life of Ethel and Albert, starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch. The married life of Ethel and Albert is pretty much the same as millions of other married lives. Nobody gets blackmailed, nobody gets kidnapped, nobody gets murdered. Nobody even wins the jackpot. In other words, life goes on for Ethel and Albert in the same old way. It has its brighter moments, of course, when somebody lets the tub run over or there's a mosquito in the room at 2 a.m. But life isn't what you'd call really exciting. In fact, life is so simple. Oh, yes, so simple. Like the day the family doctor said.
There's not a thing wrong with you, Albert. You're in fine shape. However, I think you need a hobby to take your mind off your work at the office.
And so the next day...
I'd like to see something in a rather conservative duck-hunting jacket.
And the day after that...
Albert is right, fellas. Let's all go duck-hunting this weekend. Can you get away, Albert?
Can I get away? I'll just tell her I'm going.
And so... He just told her he was going. And she said...
Darling, can you go? Of course it'll do you worlds of good. However... There's just one little thing, Albert. Oh, now don't get that look on your face. I don't care if you go. I just wanted to ask you one little thing, honey. Honestly, I just want to know. Now, do you really enjoy yourself when you go places without me? And why don't you men ever want to take your wives, darling?
Well, all I know is that's the way it started. But that certainly isn't the way it ended.
Oh, golly, open the door. Ethel, open the door. Hurry up, honey. Out of the way! Look out!
Please, what's
all
that?
Oh, boy.
Things have been delivered here all day. What are you buying?
Just a few things for duck hunting.
Close the door. Well, I know you're taking up duck hunting as a hobby, dear, but there's just
darling,
something...
there's a lot to it. What do you think duck hunting is? Just going out somewhere with a gun and shooting a duck?
There's more to it than that, huh?
Well, certainly. You make wooden duck decoys. You learn how to camouflage a duck blind.
Mm-hmm.
You
got to...
Oh, hello, darling. How's Miss Susiekins, huh?
Fine. Did you bring me a present?
No, darling, I didn't bring you a present. Now, keep out of things, will you, sweetie? You know, she's got to get over this idea that every time I come home, I got a present for her.
Of course, I can't imagine who gave her the idea.
What's this for?
Daddy's going hunting.
Huh?
He's going to shoot ducks?
What's a duck?
You know, honey, duck walks like this, and he goes quack, 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 you know.
Quack, quack.
Yes.
Pretty good.
You know what a duck is, dear. You know what a duck is. You know Donald Duck in the funny papers.
Donald Duck.
Yes. What are you doing home in the middle of the afternoon?
Me? I got work to do in the basement on this stuff.
Honestly, you've just been in a tizzy since you decided all this.
Daddy.
Well, I'll tell you this much. I'm in a tizzy right now. All the plans are made. See, Bill Carter said we could use his cabin at Moose Lake. Everything's all set. Now, Harold can't go, Fred can't go, and Jim, if you please, can't go.
Daddy!
Well, I could have told you Jim probably couldn't go. He promised Muriel he'd clean the basement way last June. Last June.
Okay, honey, last June, I get it.
Yes. Well, now he promised faithfully he'd do it this weekend.
Daddy!
Now, after all the plans are made, I got to find somebody else to go duck hunting with.
There. There's a sentence ending in a preposition.
What?
We were trying to think of one the other night, remember?
Hey.
Mommy.
I know who's going duck hunting with me.
Who?
You.
I don't want to go duck hunting.
Now, listen, you've always been screaming, why don't we take our wives on these things?
Oh, well, I've just always wondered what was so much fun.
Well, honey, you'll find out. You're going duck hunting.
Oh,
Mommy.
What's the matter with her?
I haven't any idea. What's the matter?
Is Daddy going to shoot Donald Duck?
Oh.
Where does she get these crazy ideas?
No, dear, he's not.
No, darling, I'm not going to shoot Donald Duck. Now, stop worrying. Now, look, don't make any plans. We're leaving Saturday noon, and believe me, I'll be plenty busy until then. I got a million things to do.
Mommy.
He's not going to shoot Donald Duck.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Walt Disney wouldn't let him. Now, come on, I've got to call Grandma and see if she can keep you for the weekend.
Thank you.
eat.
Mama?
Yes, darling. Susie, wash your hands, dear.
Was that right at dinner time? Wash your hands.
Ethel. Yes, the doorbell. Wash your hands. Oh, Muriel, come on in. You wash your hands, darling.
All right. Come on, Muriel.
Hello, hello, hello. Excuse the mess in the hall here.
Good heavens, what is it?
Our duck hunting equipment.
Oh, yes. I just ran over to borrow your heating pad. I think Jimmy's getting a cold.
Oh, sure, a heating pad. Let's see now, what did I do with it?
What is all this?
Well, that's a rather conservative duck hunting jacket, is the way it was explained to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the latest in a duck hunting cap. And the basket to put the ducks in when he shoots them down.
Oh,
oh
yes.
It all arrived this afternoon from the most expensive sporting goods store in town.
Must be awfully interesting to be married to a man with a hobby.
<It is.
laughs> Jim was so mad because he couldn't go. But he had promised me he'd clean that basement last June. Last June.
Last June.
Last June, yes.
That's what I told Albert, June.
And he's the one who insisted that I shouldn't touch the basement.
No.
Oh, that's no work for a woman. He'll do the basement.
Oh, sure.
Now, because I insist that he keep his promise, I am a nagging wife, and we are not speaking.
Oh, Muriel, honestly.
Oh, sure, we're speaking, but he insisted that he do it,
oh,
you know?
Sure, I
so
know.
Now, when I merely ask him, what is that?
Oh, Leonardo da Vinci's down there building a wooden duck.
A what?
A decoy, a wooden duck decoy.
Oh, yes.
Well, that's what we're doing. We came home from the office at 3. We headed straight for the basement, and we've been there ever since. He won't even stop for dinner.
Ethel, can't you buy wooden ducks?
Muriel, please. Now that duck hunting is to be his hobby, I think it would cut Albert to the quick if you even mentioned ready-made wooden ducks.
Yes, of course. Well, I'll be careful. When are you going?
Saturday morning we drive to Moose Lake and drop Susie at Dodge Center at Mother's and get to Moose Lake quite late, I expect.
Ethel, what? I know a wonderful shortcut to Moose Lake.
Oh, good.
Hello.
That's one. Oh, dear.
Hello, honey.
There he is. I better see what he wants. It's the first kind word I've had in 3 hours.
Well, I've got to get back anyway. I'll call you tonight.
Yeah, all right.
Oh,
the heating pad.
The heating pad. Yes, I'd have gone without it.
I think it's in the closet right here. Now, let me see. I'll get...
Go on, go on. I'll get the heating
pad. Well, it's right on the shelf there, Muriel. I'm coming, dear.
Mommy, I washed my hands.
Fine, fine, darling. You go say hello to Aunt Muriel. Mommy will be right back up. I'm coming, dear. Yes, yes, here I am.
Ah.
How you doing? Got the duck all built?
No, it's not all built, but it's coming along, I guess.
Uh-huh. Well, what did you want?
Oh, I want you to see what I've done.
Looks nice.
Huh?
Very nice, dear.
Doesn't
look much like a duck, though. Shouldn't it have a head?
Well, of course it doesn't look like a duck yet. It isn't finished. This is just the foundation. This is it's the body of the duck. Kind of nice, though, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What's the matter?
Well, I'm sorry to be stupid, dear, but it just doesn't look anything like a duck to me. It just looks as though you fastened some larger and larger pieces of wood together.
Well, that's exactly what I've done. Flat pieces of wood fastened together. You see, five of them, different sizes. Now, look, this one's 7 by 11. See, that's the bottom one.
Nice.
Next is 7 by 11 3/4.
Is this what you've been doing since 3 o'clock this afternoon?
Do you realize that I had to take all these white pine boards? This white pine wood, by the way.
Is that good?
White pine?
Well, I don't know, dear.
Well, white pine's just about the best you can possibly use for a wooden decoy.
Is that so?
Oh, yes. Of course, you can have decoys of rubber and some of cork. But for real satisfaction, however, I...
$10.50.
Huh?
Did you pay $10.50 for this book on duck hunting?
Oh, now you've lost my place.
Albert, $10.50.
Now, look, if I'm going to take up duck hunting and make it a real hobby, I got to buy a few things, don't I? It's the only expense is the initial outlay.
Got more initial outlays lying around this house.
Look, go on back upstairs, will you? I've got to finish this, and I just can't do it if you're going to hang around and pester me.
Well, you bellowed at me to come down.
Well, I thought I'd get some praise instead of all this criticism.
All right, darling. I guess if it brings you pleasure and satisfaction, that's the main thing. What do you have to do next?
Well, the glue's got to dry on this first. Then I carve the head.
Mm. That's the hard part, I expect.
Shouldn't be any harder than what I've just done.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, let me see what it says. Bore a bunch of holes to facilitate the vertical profile, then go to work with wood rasp, wide chisel, and a rat tail file. Bore 3/8-inch holes for neck dowels.
What's this?
Neck dowels. That's a wood rasp.
Is this the rat tail file?
Yeah.
Did you have to buy all these special tools,
honey? Look, you're getting everything all mixed up, will you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll leave you alone.
Yeah, run along, will you? Leave Praxiteles to his work, yeah? This is going to be the prettiest duck that you ever saw. It'll have all the live ducks coming down to date it up.
All right, honey. I'll go give Susie her dinner. Aren't you hungry?
Hungry? No, Don. Just run along, will you, please? Now then, rounded head, long bill.
Ethel!
All right, I'm coming. The doctor may have recommended all this as a hobby for you, but what's it going to do to me? Now, what is it?
Well, look, honey, I want you to hold this part while I try to glue the head on.
Goodness, you've been working down here 2 hours since I put Susie to bed. Oh, did you get the head of the duck sculptured?
I did. Here it is.
Uh-huh.
Any criticisms?
No. Did you get the mouth quite right?
Bill.
The bill?
Yes, the bill is perfect.
Well, all right, dear. All right. What do you want me to do?
Well, I want you to hold the body part. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Is the head all finished?
Certainly it's finished. Why?
Nothing.
Well, why?
Nothing, dear. Nothing.
Why did you ask if it was finished?
Well, I just wondered.
Well, why did you wonder? Doesn't it look as if it's finished?
Well, it just doesn't.
Well, what now, doesn't it?
It doesn't look like a duck. Well, it doesn't, dear.
What does it look like, may I ask?
Well, I don't know. It looks more like a parrot.
A parrot.
Well, you've got the mouth wrong, I know that.
The bill.
All right, the bill, but it's wrong. A duck's bill. Look at the picture of one here. It's sort of flat and long, and you've got it short and stubby. And...
this is a different kind of duck. There are at least 50 different kinds of ducks. This is a different kind.
Then I would have picked one that was more attractive. That's the point of a decoy, isn't it? Well, dear, I don't know what ducks like, but if I were a duck, I know that I would never be attracted to this thing.
No.
And where are the ears?
The what?
Ears.
Ducks don't have ears.
Well, they must have ears.
Well, they don't.
Then why, may I ask, do hunters use duck calls? How can the ducks hear that if they have no ears?
Well, there's no ears in the pictures.
Well, then how do they hear?
I don't know, and I don't really care. Now, look, if you'll just...
Oh, we're in the basement, Jim. Jim, don't ducks have ears?
I brought the heating pad back. Muriel found ours.
All right, come on down.
Jim, I want to ask you something.
No. Just a minute. Let him form his own opinion.
Well,
Jim?
Yeah. Heating pad's on the hall table up there.
Oh, fine.
Look, take a look at this, will you, Jim?
Oh, I got one of those games last Christmas. I couldn't put it together either.
This is a wooden duck.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding. As a matter of fact, that looks very good.
Would you know it was a duck?
Oh, sure.
I mean, the head look okay?
Perfect.
I mean, it doesn't happen to look like a parrot to you.
No.
All right, dear.
Looks like a parrot to her.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Well, she's kind of pretty anyhow. She's a good cook. Hey, what are you doing now?
Well, I'm trying to glue the head on the body part here.
Why are you putting it on backwards?
I'm not putting it on backwards. It says to angle the head when you glue it on so it looks more natural.
Well, I don't think it looks natural for a duck to be always looking over its shoulder.
Jim is right,
dear. Now, just a minute, both of you.
You know, it isn't going to fool the live ducks. You got a wooden one looking like an acrobat.
Is that so?
Well, we're only making suggestions, dear. You know, if you can't take a little criticism.
Listen to me, Wainwright. I'll bring home some ducks, see? Don't you worry. You and Muriel are hereby invited to a duck dinner next Monday night. We'll ask Fred and Dorothy, too.
No, dear.
$5 says I bring back at least 3 ducks.
Plum, you got yourself a bet.
You got yourself
okay.
a bet.
Okay.
All right.
You boys, I'm going on up and finish some mending. And if I were you, dear, I'd pretty that duck up a little.
Looks are not important. It's character that counts, and my duck's got character.
Well, all I can say is it better have some false eyelashes then. We're going to need 3 of its friends for dinner on Monday night.
You and your shortcuts.
Muriel said it was a wonderful shortcut.
Where in blazes are we? It's nearly midnight now.
Well, if we hadn't stayed so long in Dodge Center just talking, should have left Susie and just driven on.
You know Mother's feelings would have been hurt if we hadn't stayed for dinner. There, look, quick. What does that sign say?
Fresh eggs, 60 cents a dozen.
I'll bet we should have turned left at that crossroads.
Muriel said that if we would
Muriel. I just once I'd like to go somewhere when your friends don't have a million ideas for shortcuts.
Well,
I know we should have turned left at that crossroads.
No, dear. No, Muriel said turn right. Muriel said that we came to the crossroads.
Well, you think you got it straight now, mister?
Yeah, I think so. Thanks very much.
Hey, why didn't you bring the lady friend in? We're always wide open here Friday and Saturday night.
Well, thanks. That's awful nice, but we got quite a ways to go, so I think I better...
Yeah, well, you went miles out of your way. You know, you should have turned left at the crossroads way back there.
Yeah, thank you. Goodbye. Shortcuts.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Well, even if you're mad, darling, can I sit closer to you since I'm your lady friend?
Hmm? Okay, cutie, come on, move over. Well, come on, I'll get the rest of the stuff out of the car. Hurry up.
Albert, it is so cold up here.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's farther north. Come on, darling, hurry up.
Yeah, where are the lights?
No lights. Here's the flashlight.
Oh, boy, really roughing it. I'm glad I brought some woolies along. Bring that box in. It's got the sheets and the blankets in it.
Sheets? You didn't bring sheets?
Certainly.
Well, darling, we're not going to bed.
Huh?
Well, it won't be time, honey. We'll get into all our warm clothes and maybe we'll lie down for an hour or so.
An hour or so?
Well, yes, darling, it's after 1 o'clock now. It'll be 2 o'clock by the time we get stuff in from the car and get dressed up.
What do you mean, get dressed up, Albert?
Honey, I mean, we got to get right up again at 4. It won't be time to bundle up then. We'll get into our warm clothes now.
At 4? What for?
Well, darling, we got to get out there in the duck blind, get ourselves camouflaged with brush and grass and set out the decoys and be ready when the ducks arrive at sunrise.
You're joking.
No, darling, come on now, step on it, will you? Dear, there's work to be done.
I didn't know we had to be up at 4.
You're learning, darling.
Well, I certainly don't see why you men prefer this to staying home with your wives. I never will understand.
Put some grass along that side, honey. Some of that long brush there.
All right, I put a lot on now.
Yeah, well, we don't want the ducks to be suspicious that we're here.
Oh.
Look, honey, for Pete's sake, remember, when the ducks start flying, don't move.
Oh, don't worry. By that time, I won't be able to. I'll be frozen.
Yeah, that's all right. I guess that's okay, honey. All right, Donna, get in the blind now.
Oh, aren't you cold?
Sure, I'm cold, but I don't think about it.
That's the kind of a remark that makes a person very unpopular.
All right, Polly, come on. Now, get in here. Come on, that's a girl.
Isn't this kind of dangerous with water on three sides of us here?
No, darling, this duck blind was specially built. It's quite safe.
Is it?
Now, sit down, honey. Make yourself comfortable.
Now, what do I sit on?
Just sit down.
Give me some warm coffee out of that thermos.
Well, honey, we got a long time to sit here. I think you'd better save on that coffee a little.
Look, we're not marooned in the Alps. I can always go up to the cabin and make more coffee, you know.
Shh, quiet.
Huh?
Keep your voice down.
Listening.
When you're in a duck blind, you're supposed to make yourself as inconspicuous as possible.
But I don't see how we can show very much. It's pitch dark. Turn on the flashlight again, do you?
Certainly not. Well, now, let's see, not quite 5. The duck should be here about 6.
How do you know they'll arrive at 6?
Oh, about 6, I imagine.
Why do you keep saying 6? Do they drop you a card or something?
That's about the time they show up.
What do they do about daylight saving?
Oh, for Pete's sake. And look, ducks arrive about sunrise, honey.
I am just frozen.
Well, bundle up.
Well, what do we do now?
We just sit quietly and wait.
I think it's getting colder, Albert.
Well, honey, just sit quietly and wait.
Oh. Albert. Dear. Honey. I don't think the ducks are coming.
Look. You wanted to come duck hunting. Now, for Pete's sake.
I've been quiet for the last hour, haven't I?
Well, sit still. If the ducks notice the least sign of moving, it scares them off.
Well, I don't see any sign of them.
Quiet, won't you?
Oh. Besides, I think the duck blind is sinking. Look at the water seeping in, and it's all squishy. I'm getting cold and wet, and so are you. Your lips are blue with cold. Albert?
Shh, quiet.
But is it worth it?
Yes, now please keep quiet, won't you? Just sit quiet and watch for the duck.
Oh, all right, all right. Albert, could I say something? Brush the snow off your cap, dear.
Snow?
You think the ducks will come now that the weather's so bad?
Ethel, the ducks stop flying at sunrise and sunset at their feeding grounds. They have to eat.
Well, we can't see anything with this snow coming down.
The one day I picked to go duck hunting, it's got to start snowing.
Well, now, dear.
I bet Jim $5 I'd come back with some ducks.
Be cheaper to pay him $5 than have a hospital bill, you know.
By golly, drive all this way up here to Moose Lake. Haven't had any sleep and sitting in this duck blind for 2 hours. Where are the ducks?
Shh.
Well, darn it.
Well, maybe they aren't stopping here this year.
Bill said there's always ducks at this lake.
Maybe one duck said to the rest of them, oh, let's not go south the same old way this year. Let's take a different route.
Oh, now, don't be silly.
Ooh. Maybe Mrs. Mallard said to Mr. Mallard, why don't we go south with the canvasbacks this year? They fly around by Detroit, and we've never seen Detroit.
Ethel, honey, get down in the blind, will you? Your head's showing.
Oh, have I still got one? I thought it was frozen off.
Where are those ducks?
Well, we'd never see them in this snow anyhow, dear.
We'd see them when they come in.
No, we wouldn't, dear. I know we wouldn't see them at all.
There they are.
Where?
Sit down.
Oh.
Don't move.
Where are they? Oh, where are they?
I see you. Where's my gun? My gun.
I saw you here.
Get up.
Get in here. Here it is.
Too late.
Well, what happened?
What happened? They came, they saw, and they went.
You mean we've been sitting cross-legged in this duck blind for 2 hours just waiting for this last brief moment?
We have.
And it certainly was thrilling.
Of course you had to stand right up and scream, where are the ducks?
I did not. I just said, where are they?
Why do you think we've been crouching here for hours?
Well, I didn't have a gun. I don't know why I'd scare them.
They don't know you didn't have a gun. You scared them just standing up and looking around for them, screaming at them.
Well, I'm sorry, really, I am. I'm so cold, and I've been trying to be a good sport about it. I just froze.
You're cold, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Aren't you?
Yes, I'm frozen stiff. Makes me so darn mad to drive all the way up here. I'll be a laughingstock when I get home. I'll be a laughingstock. I can just hear those guys.
Albert.
What?
How many of Sam's wooden decoys did you set out on the water there?
Oh, 11. 11 of his and the one I made. Might as well pull them in, too.
Albert, 12 all told?
Yeah, 12.
I count 13.
Huh?
Count the decoys.
Count them? Well, golly, they're bobbing around on the water with the snow and everything.
Count them.
Well, 2, 5, 8, 12, 13. What?
Count them.
13.
That's what I keep getting. 13 decoys.
Sam gave us 11 and mine makes 12.
Even with the snowfall, I count 13 ducks out there.
One of them's alive.
Must be.
Which one?
I think that one, dear.
No. No, that's the wooden one. No, look, I got my eye on that one farthest out. See, out there.
No, I don't think so, dear.
Which one is the live one?
Now, don't get excited.
Where's my gun? The gun, will you?
Don't scare him off. Here, I don't know why you put the decoys out so far. It's so difficult to see, and now with the snow and everything.
Did you find him?
No, I can't tell. I really can't. Water is so bumpy, they all seem alive, and they're all covered with snow.
Maybe if I shot the gun off once, I'd scare him, and he'd fly up, and I'd get him.
Are you good enough shot to get him on the wing like that?
Well...
Huh?
Oh, which one do you think it is?
That one, right... No, it isn't. Well, whichever one he is, he's pretty clever, isn't he? Probably spotted us, and now he's not going to make a false move.
Snow's getting worse.
I've got it, dear. Pull in all the decoys, and it's bound to leave him out there all alone.
No, he might get wise to that.
Where's the duck call? Where is the duck call?
Well, that won't get him over here.
Here it is. You get ready to shoot. Keep your eye on the ducks, and when I blow this...
No, it'll scare him, and he'll fly off too quickly.
I don't think so. He's too smart for that. But all animals are curious, and he'll turn his head, and at least we'll know which one he is.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay.
Watch them.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I see him. I see him.
Do you?
Yeah, he turned his head around. Get away. Look out.
Don't miss him. Oh, there he goes.
I got him.
Did
I got
you?
Him. I got him. Yeah, I got him.
Oh, Albert, that's wonderful.
Yeah, look, I got him.
You mean you got her, dear?
Huh?
That's a girl duck you got. Only a woman would look around that quickly when somebody quacks at her.
Oh, I got her.
Dorothy? Well, I just called to make sure you and Fred hadn't forgotten you're coming to a duck dinner tonight. Yeah? No. Got back Sunday. Well, last night, very late. About 7, Dorothy. Uh-huh. Fine. Well, I'm so glad. Albert.
For Pete's sake, what's going on?
You're so late. Where have you been?
I had to drive to Preston City on business. What is going on here?
Well, you invited everybody to a duck dinner tonight, remember?
I told you to call them and explain I only got one duck.
Well, it's all right now.
Hi, Al. How's the great hunter?
Hi. What do you mean it's all right? I only got one duck.
I know. I wasn't going to have you feeling humiliated, so don't worry. It's all taken care of. We're having a duck dinner.
What do you mean it's all taken care of?
I bought some ducks at the store.
Daddy!
Yeah, but...
Daddy, hello!
Well, hello, darling. What do you mean you bought ducks at the store?
Shh, not in front of Susie. She might say something.
But,
We don't have to say you actually shot 3 ducks. We'll just assume you did. You just be modest about it, and I'll do the talking. But for goodness sakes, now, don't accept that $5 bet from Jim.
Well, honey, look here. I got to tell you something, darling.
Hey, I want to hear about the big hunt, huh?
Oh,
yeah, well...
We'll tell you all about it later, Jim. You wash up now, darling. Everything's practically ready, isn't it?
Well, I'm glad you made it. Bye. Oh, boy.
Well, I think we carried it off all right, don't you?
Oh, boy, this was certainly some evening.
Yeah. You were so worried all the way back from Moose Lake because you only got one duck. And I wasn't going to have all your friends razzing you.
You weren't, huh?
No, I wasn't.
Well, thank you, darling, but I think I ought to tell you something.
What?
Now, look, I think you're pretty, and I love you, and it was awful cute of you.
Oh, thank you.
But I ought to tell you, honey, that those were not wild ducks that we were eating.
Yes, they were.
Tame ducks, dear, not wild ducks.
Well, I don't know how tame or wild they were. They were dead when I got them.
Yeah, but I know wild game. You know, honey, you shoot wild ducks in the woods. People raise tame ducks for the market. Wild ducks have got a wilder, gamier flavor.
I should have asked for wild ducks then.
Well, honey, you couldn't have gotten them. You have to have a special license in this state to sell wild game, and nobody ever bothers.
Oh.
Darling, don't look like that. It doesn't matter.
Oh, it does, too. You think everybody here tonight knew?
No. If you didn't know, neither did the girls. And Fred doesn't know a pigeon from a pheasant. He's so busy with that ham radio set of his.
I'll bet Jim knew.
Yeah. Yep, Jim knew.
Oh, after all my trouble, Jim will tell everyone. The story will get all around town how I pretended to have a wild duck dinner and...
Jim won't tell.
Oh, it'll be too good to keep.
Look, he's a friend, isn't he? And besides, just before they all left, I slipped him that $5.
You did?
Yeah, and I said to him, Jim, let's just call this hush money, shall we?
Hush?
Yeah.
Albert, aren't you smart? Well, I hope no one ever finds out about this.
Well, who knows about it but you and Jim and me?
Yeah. Well, this will be one of our family secrets from now on.
Yeah. For the rest of our lives, when anybody mentions duck hunting, I'll catch your eye, and nobody will know what we're laughing about.
Yeah, dear. Oh, there's another one.
Another what?
Another sentence ending in a preposition.
Oh.
You're cute.
Well, as I said, life is so simple, isn't it? The Private Life of Ethel and Albert is written by Peg Lynch, who plays the part of Ethel. Albert is played by Alan Bunt, and Susie is Madeline Pierce. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.